Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC, BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Dan Patrick.
Season's greetings from all of us at the Dan Patrick Show.
Only the best people work on the holidays.
Dan and the Danettes are off.
That's what we do for the holidays.
But the Dan Patrick Show continues straight on into 2020.
Who here has their house decorated?
Yeah, we got all kinds of special things that we have like around the door. And
can you bring in a picture?
Snowflakes. Yeah, I can take a picture.
Yeah, he brings in a company to decorate his house for Christmas.
I think I'm less lazy, more just I just know my limitations and I can't.
You can't hang something up and another man can.
That's correct.
But the playoffs are approaching, and college bowl season is here. From the Mercedes-Benz Studios in Los Angeles, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? Hope everybody had an awesome Christmas. I am your host today, Jason McIntyre, joined by Ryan Hollins, NBA veteran, former UCLA star. Had to duck to enter the doorway here in the studio. Ryan, good morning. How was your Christmas?
What's up, brother? It was good. Are you not used to seeing people duck in the doorway?
Well, I mean, listen, not in this building at least. I mean, I've done the show with some players. Steven Jackson once ducked to come in here, but not a lot of others. Seven? Jeez, Ryan Hollins. Now, he's a former L.A. Clipper. I think we'll probably start talking about Lakers Clippers. Hope everybody had a phenomenal Christmas. We are in for Dan Patrick and the Danettes here on a December 26th, where the top story in sports, Ryan, is the 34, soon-to-be 35-year-old MVP leader, perhaps. I do believe he is. But the Lakers drop a brutal one last night, led by 7 with about 6 minutes left against the Clippers. And I just want to dive in, Ryan. Let's start with your thoughts on the game. What did it mean? This is the one-year anniversary, as we were just discussing here in the studio, of LeBron going down against the Golden State Warriors. Okay? Missed a month. Now LeBron comes out of this game with the nagging injury. Ryan, state of the Lakers. Are you concerned they've lost 4 straight?
No, they don't concern me. In fact, I would say last night, even though it was just a reminder that the Clippers are the better team, and that's what Jason, I don't know. I don't know where you stand on
2
this,
minutes in. Clippers are the better team.
That this was obvious.
Wow.
But
wow,
the Lakers have made some strides. I say that why they have to learn Coach Frank Vogel's system.
Mm-hmm.
For one, I've been overly impressed with the defense. I hadn't seen LeBron James defend since Miami. Okay, and as a collective unit, they're really good. But the strides that they made, I look at, are on the offensive end. They actually ran something. They executed. And the first time that they played, it was more a hero basketball. Anthony Davis, we're running drop 4 all game long. LeBron James, it's your turn to go. And last night, I don't know if I want to see how you feel about this, whether it was prone to LeBron being a little sore, a little banged up, he facilitated. They ran offense. And at times, they looked a lot more fluent than the Clippers. And the Clippers are supposed to be that fine-tuned machine offensively, or as far as execution-wise. But I saw that from the Lakers.
Yeah, it was weird. LeBron had a rough game. Let's be honest. 0 for 7 to start the game. Felt like he was maybe forcing it a little, right? 2 of 12 from deep. He did have 23, 10, and 9. I don't know. I need to back up and start with your opening statement that the Clippers are the better team. I mean, Ryan, we've seen this from LeBron teams in Cleveland before, right? Big regular season game against the Atlanta Hawks, and they lose. Mm. What happens in the postseason? LeBron dusts them. Huge Toronto Raptors win over the Cavs. What happens in the playoffs? LeBron dusts them. Obviously, these Clippers are much more legit than those teams. I can't put a ton of stock in this loss for the Lakers, just as I didn't the Bucks loss earlier in the week.
Well, I'll pose it. I'll let you know this. From being in the locker room with Doc Rivers, I know that Doc is not going to throw the whole playbook at the Lakers right now. Christmas Day, you're not getting the whole playbook. You're not getting looks. In fact, Jason, this was the first time we saw Kawhi guard LeBron. You
yes.
talk about LeBron having a slow start. He had that man Kawhi guarding him. But LeBron, he really hesitated to get to the rim.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me optimistic for the Lakers in harmony with what you just said. I know from being on that backside, the thing that would kill us on a scouting report is that if LeBron got downhill and played into the paint. Why? Because he was big enough and patient enough to make plays, and he was a good enough scorer where you had to send two. If you didn't send two, you didn't double, he would eat us up all night long. So the one thing that I'm optimistic of is LeBron James did not attack the rim last night. He's sore. He's hurting. Maybe he should have been low energy.
Now we can finally agree on something. 6 minutes into the show here on the Dan Patrick Show, Ryan Hollins and I agree. It's time for LeBron to load manage. So we had some people over for Christmas yesterday, friends from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a casual NBA fan. And
Accent?
A thick accent.
Yeah.
He just got here 2 years ago. Love it. And he said, and he texted me this last week, why does Kawhi load manage and LeBron does not? He's a casual NBA fan. And it's just, I think it's a question a lot of people are asking, Ryan. LeBron, stop trying to do too much. You're 35 here in 5 days. You're having a season at 34 going into 35 that maybe Michael Jordan's had. And that's about it in NBA history. Why are we forcing the issue? 39 minutes in this game. I'm sorry, Ryan. He needs to load manage. And I know LeBron's going to push back against that, but nobody cares. We care about the championships. We care about the playoffs. And that gets into a dicier topic of ratings and so forth. But if you were coaching LeBron or advising, would you tell him to play any more back-to-backs this year?
See, with a guy like LeBron James, Coach Vogel doesn't have that relationship yet it would have to be glaring. Last night, maybe the first time that we could say it's glaring, but ultimately, you know, they don't even have double-digit losses yet. I don't think it's a big cause for concern. You lost to the best team in the NBA. And obviously,
he's going to sneak that in, folks. You lost to the best team in the NBA.
When you see it Christmas Day, you go, whoa, LeBron, I expected playoff LeBron today. And you didn't. Yeah. But this is just part of the rigors of the, you know, of the NBA season. I cannot overreact to LeBron James not ending off a long road trip with a three-game loss and then losing to the Clippers Christmas Day. This is not a time for overreaction.
Yes.
Now, here's the deal when it comes to load management. LeBron's doing something, as I alluded to earlier, that he hadn't done, which is play defense. And then the offense, the ball gets put in your hands. Mm-hmm. When you are a star, the ball is in your hands over 100 possessions a night, and then we want you to defend on the other end. It is tough because you know what we do game plan-wise? We'll say, okay, if they're going to run everything through him, we're going to put him in every action. Whoever he's guarding is going to be the screener or the ball handler. You are going to make guys like LeBron James work and then see if he can come through on the other end. And it's been tough for him, Jay.
Yeah, and listen, he's 34 and a half, 35 feet. We'll call him LeBron 35. But, Ryan, I got to say, of my three takeaways from the game, number one is LeBron has to load manage. And that's not overreaction, people. He needs to do that. I'm sorry, but a back-to-back in games against, I don't know, Minnesota and you know, give me another team, Cleveland. He don't need to be in both those games. It does not matter. I don't care about the kid in Cleveland who bought the tickets to the game to see LeBron. I'm sorry, buddy. You want to watch him on TV in June or not? Because the NBA and fans need LeBron on the NBA Finals in June.
Now I'm with you. Let me play devil's advocate. I've talked to league sources, high up. I don't want to disclose those names. But the one thing that they're incredibly appreciative of from a league standpoint, not a Lakers standpoint, from a league standpoint, is that he does commit to play night in and night out. And he does put on, see, for me and you, we sit back and watch and we go, well, LeBron had a bad triple-double. What? How the heck do you have a bad triple-double? Because he didn't defend. He was 0 for whatever in the fourth quarter and didn't show up. And he can have bad triple-doubles. Yeah. But, like you said, from a league standpoint, would you have a problem? Do you not see the appreciation that LeBron will go out and attempt to give you 82 games?
I would say go back to your people and say, league, would you rather have LeBron in early January playing back-to-back on an NBA TV game or have him in the finals in June? Because I know the answer. You know the answer. They need him in the finals. Listen, you look at the ratings, and two things carried the NBA this past decade. The Super Warriors, the greatest team in NBA history, yes, better than Jordan's Bulls, and LeBron James. I mean, that's it. You take those two guys out. I'm sorry, not a lot of people care about the Toronto Raptors. You agree with this.
Agreed.
Nationwide in the U.S. Okay, so here's my other two big takeaways. Number two, Vogel's got to find his closing group. Okay, if you noticed, he was juggling KCP, Danny Green, Caruso. I don't think he knows his final five. Is Rondo included, or is his inability to shoot a jumper, you know, with 2 minutes left in the game, does that take him off the floor? Who right now are your Laker closing five?
Man,
we know
I
two of
am
them, right?
So glad you brought that up. Are you reading my mind? It's funny, we strongly agree on random points, and then we're like, can I add another? The first time that the Lakers played, they had committed to a group of small ball, to a group that was small with Anthony Davis at the five, LeBron
like
James at the four, and that was supposed to be their group. Guess what? When you play the Clippers, maybe not any other team in the entire NBA National Basketball Association, you take away from your strength. The one thing that I believe in why the Lakers had a lot more success yesterday is that they committed to staying big. Now, arguably so early in the year, they didn't know who Dwight Howard was. They had no idea that this guy would have the impact and presence that he's had. But when I look at the Clippers roster, they can't match up in the paint with the Lakers. They can't match up with Dwight or McGee at 4 or 5, rebounding, blocking shots, being in the way, Anthony Davis being guarded by your power forward, and then LeBron James on your three. I believe their advantage is in the paint. And I believe they were in this game because they played bigger and longer, and they went out with an interesting run. I think it was almost like McGee and Howard on the floor for a second, and it didn't work out, but they were definitely shuffling.
Yeah.
But if I'm looking back, Jay, tell me that that's not a positive for the Lakers, that we still don't know who our guys are.
Well, that can be a positive, but where it leads is to my third point. Figure out the closing group. Well, the one matchup, as you said, with the Clippers, it doesn't bode well, is on the wing. Is against Harrell, Kawhi, and Paul George, you can't trot out JaVale. They'll eat him up in the pick and roll. Dwight Howard, I'm sorry, he can't defend guys off the pick and roll, at least these superstars.
Yeah.
Which leads us to a name that you're going to hear a lot of, Andre Iguodala. And he happened to be out here in L.A. in the last 10 days working out at my gym.
It's your gym?
Yeah.
Oh.
And listen, it's pretty – well, it's not my gym.
It's good.
Come out wrong.
Let
me just say this. As of now, the Grizzlies will not be trading Iguodala to the Lakers or Clippers. They just don't want to give him up for nothing.
God,
and that sucks because it's robbing the Lakers, because you know that's their extra ring. They get Iguodala. You don't need to play him 25 minutes a night, 30 minutes. He's for the Clippers series because they don't match up well on the wing. I like Caruso. We know Kuzma can't guard a pick and roll to save his life. He's a great shooter. He had 25 last night. But finding that fifth guy, I mean, sometimes it's Avery Bradley. Sometimes it's KCP. KCP is a tough guy. I mean, listen.
I wouldn't have. I love KCP.
Get me started on KCP.
He's a good guy. When you give him a job, listen.
Good guy. Good human being or good, like, defensive player? Because we know he was wearing an ankle bracelet last year. Come on.
I don't want to judge. Look, from the way I know with the kid, when we've interacted and we talk, he's a good kid. But I don't want to dive into off-the-court stuff. If you're asking KCP to do a job, he'll do it. Mm-hmm. Now, where KCP gets in trouble is when KCP has to do something that's not –
Put the ball on the ground.
Yeah, put the ball on the ground, go make a play. If I want him just run into the corner, spot up, and hit a three, I would say, okay, that's good. But when I look at the Lakers, they still do have to figure out. And I love that you brought up Iguodala. Why? Because I would say arguably Danny Green would be a guy.
I like Danny Green a lot.
Danny would be a guy because now we got to think big picture here, right? We can't think regular season Lakers. If the 2 minutes on the clock, whatever, LeBron gets in, drives to the paint, and he kicks out to a guy, who do you want to take the shot?
I trust Danny Green.
Would
I trust
one.
Kuzma. Who's that fifth guy?
And Kuzma.
AD, LeBron, Danny Green, Kuzma. Who's the fifth?
That's where I fully agree with you, where Iggy comes into play. Why?
Yeah.
He can hit a corner three. And he can facilitate. He's not a dead duck. If you give him the basketball and he's not wide open, he can get in the paint and make plays. And he can also defend. He can defend multiple positions. He would be the That's what they are missing. They're missing another guy who can be on the floor. And right now, if you look at the Clippers, you got Kawhi who can make those plays.
Mm-hmm.
You got Paul George.
I got to be honest. Paul George doesn't scare me. I'm a big Paul George fan.
Let me ask you this.
Does he scare you as a guy like, oh, man, Paul George has the ball, we're in trouble?
Does he scare you as a second or third wheel?
Not terribly. I mean,
that's a problem.
Yeah.
But you're tripping right now. Because if your second or third best defender is guarding Paul George, that's a problem. And we hadn't even talked about defense yet, Jay.
Yeah, but Paul George plays both ends. Kawhi is the guy that scares me, and the perfect defender for him is Iguodala. Kawhi, okay? Lakers are leading by 7 with 6.5 left.
Oh,
Clippers,
man.
13-2 run. Kawhi floater. Paul George hit a jumper. Kawhi step back 3. Harold tip in. Lou Williams 2 free throws. Kawhi 2 free throws. And that's their closing group right there. And you toss in Beverly, that pest. Patrick Beverly, that gnat. Do you know him at all?
I do know Pat. I worked for the Clippers last year, covered him. Great guy.
He is really, really tough to root for, unless he's on your team. Now, he's the kind of guy in the pickup gym. Man, I hate this dude. But if he's on your team, you're like, thank goodness.
That was the first thing I told him when he got to L.A. I saw him in the gym. That's the first thing I told him.
Listen, he's got the right mentality, Ryan. He knows, hey, I'm not going to be jacking a bunch of threes. My job is to go in, get some steals, play some pestering defense, annoy the S out of LeBron, and basically, Patrick Beverly, highest plus minus in the game yesterday, plus 26.
I thought you were going to say in history. I thought you were going to get wild.
He was phenomenal last night.
Listen,
Ryan, he's picking up LeBron full court. That ain't stuff LeBron wants to deal with.
Especially not with a nagging injury after a long road trip.
Yeah. All right. So Ryan and I largely agree. I mean, I don't think the Clippers are the best. You think they take out the Lakers in the playoffs in a seven-game series?
Listen, the Lakers are having roster problems when the Clippers come in town. Yeah. They're like, how do we? You keep asking, you're like, why do they keep shuffling guys? Because they don't know how to match up with the Clippers.
They were 24-3 a week ago. Now they have roster problems.
When it comes, listen, when the Clippers come in town, it's a problem. Paul George is your second or third best player.
Playoff Paul George.
Oh, gosh, where's your bench?
Did they get, I don't want to go in on Paul George. It's a little bit early. All right, so coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show, Jason McIntyre and Ryan Hollins in for Dan and the Danettes here on a day after Christmas. Phenomenal NBA slate yesterday. Sixers, Bucks. Hey, you want to talk about a team I don't trust, Ryan Hollins? Milwaukee Bucks. Give me a break. But coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show, what do the Lakers need to do? Do they need to go get an Andre Iguodala? Is it time to push the panic button? All that is next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Everybody's got a to-do list. I get one from my wife. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, figure out something to get out of the house so I can relax. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. The good thing, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Do you like extra money in your pocket? Do you like not having to drive somewhere to pick something up? This is the way to do it. It just may be the most rewarding thing on your to-do list today. That's geico.com.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Back here on Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. I am Jason McIntyre. He is Ryan Hollins, former NBA player, UCLA great Ryan Hollins. Ryan, who was the best player on the best UCLA basketball team you were on? Outside of yourself, of course.
The best player?
That you played with at UCLA.
The best player. That's a tough one. I felt like we had a collection of a lot of good guys, which is interesting.
You were on the, let's see, 2000.
So I had from Jason Capono.
Oh, he could get some.
To Darren Collison, who was a freshman I came in.
Darren Collison.
So from there, you know, we had Follow, Farmar, Bozeman, you know, Trevor Ariza.
Bozeman, man, he was supposed to be the real deal. Coming into school, I remember him. Oh, man.
Seth just had a situation where we didn't have anyone to teach the position to him. And it was assumed that Cedric was a ready-made product. Like, he'd just come in, let him rip, and he'd be amazing. And he needed to be, you know, learn some elements of the point guard, the guard position that he, you know, he came on late with.
Yeah, Ryan Hollins, if he played for a lot of NBA teams, we could, including the Clippers. Maybe we'll play a game later on where we've, you know, talk about some of the rosters. You were at Sacramento, Minnesota. You were on some pretty good teams. Not those, of course. The Dan Patrick Show today brought to you by Mercedes AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all-new GT four-door coupe because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. So Ryan and I, you know, we're talking during the break about Lakers Clippers, and I'm telling you guys, there's still so much overreaction, Ryan, to the NBA on like a island game basis, okay? You remember Bucks played Lakers this week. Giannis hits 5 of 8 threes.
Cinco.
And all I hear coming out of that is, oh, well, Giannis is banging these threes. It's game over. Give him the MVP. They're going to win the championship, blah, blah, blah. It's one game, people. Like, let's settle down. How did Giannis do yesterday from deep against the Sixers? Ryan, he was 0-7. Oh, no. Oh, so Giannis now can't make an outside shot. Let's change the narrative. And again, it goes both ways because our colleague Doug Gottlieb, you know him well, obviously, and I've done plenty of shows with Doug. Love Doug. I mean, Joel Embiid has a really good game yesterday. And now my guy Doug Gottlieb is, Joel Embiid, probably the most all-around talented player in the league. What? I mean, Ryan, listen, this is one of the problems with the NBA. And we're going to get into ratings talk whenever you want, but the hyperbole off of a game in December is silly. And, Ryan, let's be honest. I mean, you played in the league. How much do you care? Are we ever going to remember? Hey, Christmas Day, do you remember when the Lakers folded and the Clippers won that game? No. We're going to remember what happened to their playoff series. And that's a massive problem for the league right now.
No, I hear you, and I'm all in on the fact that, like, did you win in the playoffs? Did you make it to the finals? Did you achieve your goals? Who are you? Because now I see who you really are. In that case, we would say, you know, Harden's the greatest scorer, and he'd be on the Mount Rushmore right now. That's all we were saying. If that's all we were saying. Now, ultimately, as a former player, a guy who played on Christmas Day games too, in fact, I would say that it means a lot because now I'm mano a mano, and I want to give you my best, and it's on a national stage. You can feel the environment is different. The media is different. Your jersey's even coming different. You got different socks in the locker room, Nike or Adidas, whoever's sending you different shoes. It's time to show out.
Yeah.
Now, for the only guy, maybe help me, forgive me if there's another that I can say can cruise on Christmas Day and I'm not going to lose my wits about it is LeBron James because he's done it for so darn long.
Well, yeah. But listen, coming out of the game yesterday, Anthony Davis, we had some people over for Christmas, and Anthony Davis is shooting fadeaway 16-footers when he's got like a 4-inch height advantage on Harrell. And these guys are, why is he fading away?
It's a shot. That's a shot, though, Jay.
I know it's a shot, but dude, come on, stop with the fadeaways. Can you get to the line like you did for 40 free throws against Memphis?
That's where you can argue and say, or you can bring up the point, and I want you to hear this. The only player on the court, well, we'll say two. One is a lot more dominant than the other when talking Lakers, Clippers. There's only two, we'll say one and a half guys with the go-to move that'll work in the fourth quarter. Kawhi Leonard, and we want to say Lou Williams. Lou Williams, when the money's on the line, he's going to drive left and either get fouled or pull up and hit a jumper. Kawhi Leonard is going to play with the basketball, dribble through his legs a couple times, drive to the elbow, put his shoulder in your chest, pull up, and hit a bucket.
Yeah.
LeBron James does not have a go-to move. Anthony Davis doesn't have a go-to move. Whoa. There's no, I compete against LeBron. I don't want to say Trump.
LeBron doesn't have a go-to move.
What is LeBron's go-to move?
His go-to move is put his shoulder down and he's a bull charging to the
basket. That is not a move.
You're going to foul him.
That's not a move.
Driving to the basket's not a move?
Show me how many times you drove to the basket and won the game. We're talking about if there's a game,
collapse on LeBron. Totally collapse and try to make him pass as he did to KCP, and they say KCP will have you beat us. LeBron doesn't have a go-to move. Seems a little harsh, right?
Jason, you're ridiculous. He doesn't have a go-to move. You tell me. Okay, what was Michael Jordan's go-to move? What was signature?
Basically, ISO is fadeaway that Kobe copied.
Fair. All right. And you helped my second point, Kobe. We knew what you were going. You knew what you're going to get when it counted. Kawhi Leonard has now shown us you know what you're going to get when it counts. LeBron James still doesn't have that. Now, LeBron James is still my greatest of all time. So this is not a LeBron slander segment.
Now that opened my eyes.
This is not a LeBron slander segment.
Gavin's producing the show. Gavin, you need to make a note here.
Listen,
LeBron officially number one all time.
He's number one all time. Sorry, Michael. I love you, Michael. We'll break that down earlier. We'll have a whole other two segments on it.
You know how insecure Michael Jordan is about this LeBron overtaking him? That he signed off on this huge documentary that's going to be released, guess what? In June, right? Right probably after the NBA Finals, after LeBron wins on his fourth ring with his third team, and I'm assuming LeBron will get MVP, maybe Anthony Davis, and then the discussion will be LeBron.
You want to know what's so funny?
Or Michael. Again.
You want to know, on a side note, what's so funny about the Michael documentary coming out? I was a rookie in rookie transition back in 2006 in the NBA, myself, Adam Morrison, LaMarcus Aldridge,
a number of guys. Oh, my God. You were on that Charlotte team.
We had a lot of second-round gems on that squad. Shout out to the 50th pick in that draft anyways. But we saw a teaser. We saw a teaser for that Michael Jordan Bulls thing, and we were, like, blown away in 2006. And I was, like, telling people about it, and I just sound like an idiot because it never came around. But now we're just now hearing about it.
Yeah, why do you think he waits? So 2006, 2019.
You probably have a good point.
Why do you wait 13 years? He's insecure about it. Listen, he's one of the best of all. Look, Charles Barkley is so insecure. Why do you think he's been taking craps on the Warriors for the last 5 years? Oh, they're a finesse jump shooting team. They're not that great. He's protecting his era, but we don't want to go down that path. Let's rewind a little bit.
Real quick, I will say when I first saw that, Michael, when you watch the flashes, you go, dang. Is Michael the GOAT? We got to go watch this. This is like a GOAT check.
Michael Jordan never missed a playoff shot. That's what this documentary is going to show you. 6-0 in the finals. He never lost a game. He lost plenty of games. And I will counter, and Dan Patrick listeners, do not get upset when you hear this, that when Michael dominated in the 90s, the league was watered down because Magic was gone, Larry Bird's back was broken, Isaiah Thomas had retired. Basically, Magic lost to Jordan, and Jordan took over the league. And it was I think the 1980s had a much stronger league than the 90s when Jordan dominated. I mean, some of those, like, Seattle Sonics, Kemp, and Gary Payton teams were good. You know LeBron just passed Gary Payton on the all-time assist list? Don't give me this Gary Payton, Sean Kemp team was amazing. Afterthought.
So let me hear this right, because I'm shaking my head, am I hearing this? Hold on, no. I'm just saying, you agree with me that LeBron is the greatest of all time.
I have it 1A, 1B, and I do believe LeBron was...
Don't give me that mess. Don't give me a safe answer. Don't get on here giving me a safe answer.
If LeBron wins the championship,
He's likely not.
They were favorites 5 days ago.
With whose favorites?
According to Vegas.
What's...
The betting favorites were the Lakers, right, Gavin? Can you confirm that?
They were, but...
Hold on.
Two straight losses.
Heck no.
Clippers.
Heck no. Gavin, you almost got me drop a bomb. Hey, are you not an analyst? You're talking about some Vegas. Listen.
Vegas?
I don't want to talk about Vegas. You are an analyst. You do not miss a stat, a game, a number. Jason, don't you pull that car with me talking about who the Vegas favorites are.
Okay, Clippers are favorites as of now.
Okay, Gavin now says
they've always been favorites.
The Clippers are favored. But Paul George has won so many great playoff games. Right? I mean, stop. If the Warriors the entire roster wasn't beat up last year, does Kawhi Leonard win a title? Hell no. That's the only reason he has a title. Clippers should not be favored.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Do we need to run? Did you not watch the game last night?
Oh, yeah.
Did you not watch the game earlier in the season?
Meaning the Clippers are better. And I saw the season opener. No Paul George, no Kuzma, blah, blah, blah.
Let me rewind. Let me step off the podium and let me have you break, because this is news to me. Give me reasons why, at least three good ones, because I think you'll struggle to find one outside of LeBron, and we both agree he's amazing, of why the Lakers are better than the Clippers.
Well, that's the number one, a seven-game series. LeBron ain't going down four times to this Clippers team. It ain't happening. As long as he load manages or starts to load manage, he's going to be fine. I got no concerns about the Lakers. Mild concern, as I said in the opener, about the wing situation. Mild concern about the closing lineup. But I don't think you need to go out. Gavin, our producer, has an interesting name on here. Marcus Morris. So the Lakers have now lost four in a row, right? Anthony Davis missed one game, I think. LeBron missed the Denver game. The Bucks game, the Bucks are a great team built for the regular season, right? We'll get into hammering the Bucks later. But, like, do you think the Lakers need to go out and get a Marcus Morris?
I like how you couldn't give me three reasons on why the Lakers are better.
There's only one.
You couldn't.
LeBron.
It's not enough because you got the – listen, And I'm going to trump that reason, and I can't believe you don't have a – I know you have a better case. I know you – I think you just don't believe what you're saying right now. You just don't believe what you're saying. The Clippers have 4 to 5 guys who can guard LeBron. And I want to say there's no one guy – well, actually, they got one guy who can flat-out guard LeBron. And then you got 4 or 5 other serviceable guys, which LeBron is not just going to go bully ball on. Because when LeBron sees a mouse, he's going to go bully ball. That was a way in which the Golden State Warriors slowed down LeBron James enough to make him work, in which they put hands on his teams.
Yeah.
In which they
worked out on his teams. Clippers are built to challenge LeBron, no doubt. They can throw 4 different guys at him in a game and, as you said, wear him down. Again, I've seen this show before. Everybody going, throwing the kitchen sink at LeBron in December and January. Have your fun. He is the king for a reason. A quick word on your boy, Kawhi Leonard. I feel like you just agreed
and disagreed with me in the same sentence. You're not making any statements this morning. You are lukewarm. This is not the Jason McIntyre I know.
Who is the team?
What did you get lukewarm? But you're not really.
Is LeBron passing to KCP in the playoffs?
I don't think KCP is on the court at the end of the game.
Who's on the court then? I still don't know.
Avery Bradley. I trust Avery Bradley.
It should be Avery Bradley.
I trust Kuzma, Avery Bradley, and I mean, Danny Green, yes, but.
And what happened to Kuzma in the second half?
Kuzma didn't do much in the second half. He did not have a great second half. Listen, I like Kuzma. He's a bit of a heat check guy. His numbers are down.
And did Paul George, who you hate, disappear?
I know. Stop.
You hate him, did he?
Listen, I do a show every Saturday. I've been a big Paul George
guy. Hold on. Did he disappear in the fourth quarter?
Paul George?
Yeah.
In Oklahoma City when he was
That's not what I'm asking you. Last night, did he just disappear? Did you not see him anymore?
He made a couple shots.
So now you got Paul George, who's essentially lining up against Anthony Davis, who shot fadeaway 19-footers, Kuzma. And you don't like Paul George. You need to be talking about Kuzma, who you don't like, and Anthony Davis, who you don't like.
We're like a couple days away from L.A. being out on Kuzma, I feel like. Ryan Hall is going after Kuzma. Listen, my only thing with Kuzma, gosh, I hope this doesn't come out wrong.
Where was he in the fourth quarter?
Last year, there was the whole, Lonzo, young guys, Kuzma, blah, blah, blah. And Kuzma is the guy that LeBron kind of, I think we could agree, when the Lakers traded away everybody, they didn't give away Kuzma for
a reason. It was a smart thing.
I would assume that was LeBron. LeBron likes Kuzma. That's the guy.
Don't give LeBron that power, bro. That's so tough.
Because you think, what's his name?
Don't give LeBron that power.
Oh my gosh,
you don't even know the GM, Magic Johnson.
No, Magic didn't make that trade. It was the guy who's still there, Rob Pelinka.
You think
Rob Pelinka's going to make a move without running by LeBron?
That's such a great thing that you forget about Rob Pelinka because they were so loud.
We're not talking about Kurt Rambis' wife anymore.
Bro, they were so loud in the tunnel. Lakers are down 40, and you see a shot of Magic LeBron.
That's a good point. All right, we got to go to break here on the Dan Patrick Show. He's Ryan Hollins, the primary Kyle Kuzma hater.
Hey, come back. Come back with the stance.
I am Jason McIntyre. Yes, the Lakers are still the team to beat.
And Gavin, what's our call-in number?
In the NBA. We got it right here. I'll give out the call-in number because I know you guys want to call in and shout out Ryan Hollins, 877-996-6369. In sports, surprises can be fun. But when it comes to selling or trading your car, not so much. That's why TrueCar shows you your true car's value and lets get a cash offer in minutes. So when you're ready to sell, visit TrueCar today. All right, before we go to break, it's so funny. I mentioned Doug Gottlieb, my guy, loving Joel Embiid. Just looked at my phone 30 seconds ago. I got a text from Doug Gottlieb. I cannot wait to hear. Thank you for listening, Doug. Hope you had a Merry Christmas with the family. Yes, thank you for the likes on Instagram. Coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio, is Kawhi Leonard not the superstar, humble guy you thought he was? Is he a gigantic diva? Yeah, that's next. Kyle Kuzma, we will defend you. I will not defend Kawhi Leonard, that diva.
What's happening, everybody? This is the official Lakers podcast. I'm your host, Mike Trudell. Super pumped to be here, flanked by Aaron Larsoul. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Let's get it.
I think the Lakers will be a top 10 defense.
Okay, you're calling your shot again. A team that has two stars or two superstars, in this case, as LeBron and AD, can sometimes cancel each other out. But I think they're both good candidates for MVP.
I really like the way that this team just feels to be around. Mm-hmm. It's a very clear message. It's two stars, LeBron and AD, and it's everybody else that's on board.
The relationship that is developing between those two off the court and on the court, their cohesiveness on the court, I think in this case, this is a special case that the two of them will enhance each other as opposed to taking away from each other.
Be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review.
Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Back here on the Dan Patrick Show, I'm Jason McIntyre. He's Ryan Hollins. Boy, Ryan, I started to do this new thing a lot more in 2019, not go on social media during commercial breaks.
Why?
I don't need that noise in my head. I'd rather do more research.
Oh, you're getting slammed.
Well, you know, people are angry, but that's a good thing. You know.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Speaking of getting slammed, we got a caller here. you may know him. He's one of the career leaders in assists in college basketball. That's a fun fact. They'll still think he's top 10. My guy, Doug Gottlieb. Doug, good morning. What's going on?
You know, Ryan, I like when guys properly read tweets and don't assume something and make semantic changes. Okay, so, Jason, I love you, but read the tweet again.
All right, let me call it up, Dougie.
Oh, gosh.
All right, I got to call
it. Oh, gosh. So, Doug, you tweeted something that, correct me, Jason just took completely out of context a couple minutes ago and has been blasting you.
He took like a step that didn't. I said that Joel Embiid might be the most talented guy in the league. That doesn't mean he's the league's best player. Dude, he's 7'7", he can shoot, he can handle, he can move laterally, he can actually score in the post, unlike most of these dudes. Like, he has basketball skill to go along with incredible athletic ability. Like, that dude is legit. That doesn't mean that he puts it all together.
Joel Embiid, yesterday he did. Here's Doug's tweet. Joel Embiid is the best player on the court, and that was with the reigning MVP Giannis on the court as well.
Yes, that is yesterday. He was the best. Go ahead.
Probably the best all-around talent in the league if you want to get down to it. Ryan Hollins, do you agree? Joel Embiid is probably the best all-around talent in the league. You want to go no or hell no?
No.
Stop thinking about it. Goodness, Ryan.
I love Joel. I believe he made a statement to let you know he's the best big man in basketball. But all-around talent, I would have to assess that one. Hold up.
Did Anthony Davis stop playing in the NBA overnight? You're telling me Embiid is a better big man than Anthony Davis?
I believe yesterday he made the call to say I'm the best big man in basketball. But this season, I would give a nod to Anthony Davis, but I'm more of a normally an Embiid guy. But along this entire season, Doug, am I wrong? I would say that Anthony Davis is potentially MVP of the NBA, but yesterday didn't help his case.
Doug?
Well, I mean, we're kind of having parallel conversations. Do I think Anthony Davis had a better year? Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of part of the problem with Joel Embiid is that whether it's his diet or taking games seriously or whatever, it doesn't always come out. And also, I think surrounding cast, you know, Ben Simmons has been up and down this year, whereas Anthony Davis has LeBron James. And LeBron, for those of us, like the three of us who watch every Lakers game, his sole purpose seemingly in life has been to make Anthony Davis an alpha and a superstar through the first half of this year. So it's a completely different setup. My point is that, look, I mean, I love Giannis's game, but he doesn't actually have a ton of game. He's got that great Euro step. He goes left and then spins back to the right. He's not a natural shooter, whereas Embiid, during his year off, he really worked, and he has a much, much better-looking jump shot. Embiid has a legit post game. They're both, you know, obviously Giannis can cover more positions defensively, but Embiid's a tremendous rim protector when he wants to be, when he's in shape. And then, you know, as for Anthony Davis, like, Anthony Davis is not really a true post scorer. I think Anthony Davis is terrific. I think Embiid's a little bit better in terms of being a true big man. And, yeah, you're right, Ryan, where, like, it's hard to compare wings and guards. And, I mean, Kawhi Leonard looked like the best player in the NBA last night, and this is his league when he, in big games when he decides, all right, I'm going to make a statement. But Embiid has the talent to do anything he wants to do, and I think that's the big challenge for Philadelphia. That's really kind of the point of it, is that's the challenge of Philadelphia is, can you get that out of Joel more often, especially as you get ready for the playoffs?
Hey Doug, really quick, is it safe to say that the Lakers are complete fool's gold, and that was shown last night?
I don't think it's fool's gold. I mean, yes, the start of the fourth quarter, LeBron jumping up and making shots. I thought the two words fool's gold came right to my mind, as I'm sure did you. Like, their big thing is, like, dude, they don't – who's going to create a shot for them? You know, LeBron can't get a step on legit defenders now. You know, he's got to go, you know, downhill and put his head down. I feel like they're a guy away, and everyone's talking about them adding Andre Iguodala. Like, that's not what Andre Iguodala brings. They need somebody who can go get them a bucket. And, you know, playing Rondo in the fourth quarter was because Caruso did not look like he wanted any part of the basketball late. And Rondo can't play, shouldn't be on the court in that big a game. He's just not that guy anymore. And so I don't know if I'd go fool's gold, but I do think they're clearly missing something that's going to hold them back from a championship. And I think you and I both see it. I think most NBA guys see it. There's something missing there. And LeBron at 35, he's going to need some time off here, but I still just don't know if he's got the juice in the tank for a playoff run without somebody else helping carry the load.
Doug Gottlieb, ladies and gentlemen. Doug, you're hosting The Herd today?
I am.
All right,
am.
Doug Gottlieb. Hey. Catch him on The Herd, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for checking in, Doug.
Give us a shout-out, Doug.
Yeah, we would love
Give
that shout-out.
Give us a shout-out, Doug.
All right, Doug Gottlieb, ladies and gentlemen. So that was a fun first hour here on The Dan Patrick Show. I didn't really get to rip into Kawhi Leonard yet. And Ryan, listen, I'm sure you read the story about Uncle Dennis. Uncle Dennis the diva. Uncle Dennis who's basically, what, Antonio Brown? Can we call him that or no? I mean, the guy making these demands to the Lakers, I need a private jet. I mean, some of this stuff that came out in this story, we'll get to it next hour.
You.
I mean, my gosh.
Oh, you.
I'm going after Kawhi.
You.
I don't want to hear this. He's a humble. He's such a great guy.
I want to hear
humble
this.
Humble superstar. Behind the scenes, his uncle's demanding everything. He wanted the world from the Lakers. Get out of here, Kawhi Leonard. Give me a break. Load management fraud. He's a load management fraud. You can't load manage in November, Ryan.
Oh.
You cannot.
Oh.
January, it's okay. Kawhi is the reason that everybody in the league is going to start load managing.
Jason, nobody why are you getting me fired up knowing we're going to break?
Yeah.
Why are you getting me fired up?
Teasing. That's called a tease in the business.
Yeah, but you're teasing in a different type of way. You're looking right at me and saying this stuff.
I am, yes. I'm very fired up because I'm upset the Lakers lost, okay? It's the day after Christmas. I should be calm, but I'm a little ticked.
When
coming
takes
up next,
go wrong.
Ryan Hollins, Jason McIntyre, in for Dan Patrick and company. Kawhi, Clippers, we coming after you. That's next year on The Dan Patrick Show.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcast1.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcast1.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcast1.study. And as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life.
And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.